Welcome to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Christine Milleresi and Mike Hayden. In this hour, Mel and Mike will serve as your guides as you access the spirit realm light beings who teach the shamanic mysteries. You'll meet fascinating guests and gain the knowledge to walk upon Terra Christa, the new earth. Now, here are your hosts, Mel and Mike.
Welcome.
Hey, Rashid, how are you?
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing very good. We're very pleased to have you today, and welcome to the show. And it's just another wonderful episode.
Welcome to another inspiring episode of Walking Terra Christa Radio, where we bring ascension down to earth. I'm Mel, with my co-host, Mike Hayden.
So we're going to have a really amazing show today. We're very pleased to have Rashid here. Rashid is actually a personal friend of both Mel and myself. And it's a beautiful day here in Mount Shasta. The sun is shining. There's no clouds, the blue sky. And we have a truly talented and wonderful gentleman who has a vast musical credentials. He's actually worked with the likes of John Legend, Alicia Keys, the Black Eyed Peas, Paul Simon, Jackson Brown, Will.i.am, the Agape International Choir, and many others. And he was also musical director at the release of the Lion King album, one of the Lion King albums.
Welcome, Rashid Lani.
Hey. I'm so grateful to be here. You guys, I wrote to you that I think you guys are incredible pioneers for, the groundbreaking work you guys are doing. I listened to your interview with Cheryl Blumenthal last week, and the energy that was pouring forth, out of that interview was just phenomenal. So, yeah, I'm very happy to be part of this journey.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. You are such a great musician, composer, producer, and it's very special because we're so close with you, both of us individually and now together, and you bring so much of the essence of your soul, the higher self of your spirit, into people's lives.
Well, thank you so much. It's very easy to plug in. When, you come from a place of love, and when people around me that are seeking it and that are bathing in it are expressing it, it's easy for me to just go and flow along.
Well, Rashid, I'm really excited about having you with us. I met you, about 2 years ago when I had just been laid off of my job and I was trying to do my work, and I came to you for your soul song and reading, and I was just so connected to your picture. And then we found out we were in Mount Shasta at the same time, and what a beautiful connection. It's been absolutely wonderful. Every time I look at your face, I just have such a remembrance of your spirit and your soul. It warms me so much.
Man, I remember that reading. I was so nervous to do a reading for you because I was like, why is she coming to me?
I remember you saying that.
I couldn't understand why you would come to me, but nervously, I accepted the invitation, and I was so pleasantly surprised at what came through, And look at you now. I mean, all the things we had discussed then, you just flying, I'm like, wow.
Well, you really assisted me in pushing me in to get out into the public mode more, and really helped me through bringing that into my own essence. And here I am in Mount Shasta with Mike Hayden. What a surprise. You definitely are the catalyzer for each of us coming together, and the circle is getting tighter and tighter. So tell us a little bit about the teachings of the spirit, or the concept of the I Am, and how you bring that forth in your music.
Well, many years back when I was living in South Africa, I had this compelling feeling, this urge to connect with something larger and bigger than I was, and that my experience was, because I was living in South Africa, and South Africa at the time was still under the rule of apartheid. But I never saw apartheid as an obstacle. In fact, the way I led my life, the people I related to, I moved between all races, all classes, I guess partly or maybe majorly because I was an artist, I was able to connect with so many different people in different areas and walks of life. But I still didn't feel connected somehow. And so I was on this journey searching for God and who God was, what God was. And that first led me into, philosophy. And it just happened that my older friends that I was hanging out with were into Jean-Paul Sartre and all kinds of other existentialist philosophers and philosophies that were questioning the existence of being here on this planet. And that search broadened for me when I walked into an antiquarian bookstore one day what was called Heilbronn, which was sort of a metropolis akin to, say, the Greenwich Village, for example. And you'd find everything there, that was culturally hip and international and cosmopolitan. And, but anyway, I walked into that store and I was like, wow, what kind of books are these, that they're selling in the store? And that's when I first came into contact with Alice Bailey, the teachings of Alice Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the teachings of, Elizabeth Clare Prophet. But I didn't really get into Elizabeth Clare Prophet at the time, but I just knew that she was connected with the I Am, and, but Elizabeth, the Alice Bailey stuff was really, pulling me. And that led me to, look for postings with Alice Bailey teachings anywhere in South Africa, and I stumbled across a college called the College of Esoteric Sciences, and in Johannesburg, and that's where I learned Hatha Yoga. I learned scientific breathing and also esoteric astrology, and all kinds of incredible things that were going on at the time of my search. And so, a very, very strong foundation for all of the spiritual work that I was to do thereafter. I mean, we're talking around sort of 1980 when this took place. And then I got into, TM, which was Transcendental Meditation. And that took me on a whole other journey be more quiet and to be more receptive rather than sort of looking outwardly. Okay, and when I came to America, I wanted to come here because I had gained quite a lot of notoriety and fame in South Africa for the work I was doing musically and politically. But I felt that I needed to go back to sort of the base, the roots of who I was, which was a musician. And I wanted to find a way to marry the gifts of my music with spirit rather than, all the other work that I was doing culturally and politically in South Africa at the time. And when I came to America, just because I was on this journey, when a student is ready, the teacher will, sort of appear. And wherever I went, I met people that were involved with the I Am. I found out about Bodhi Tree, which I think was made famous with Shirley MacLaine and Arthur Limb, which actually was a movie that I saw when I was back in South Africa at the College of Esoteric Sciences.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah, it blew me away. Just Shirley MacLaine's journey, and also, the kind of responses that one gets when one actually surrenders to the flow of spirit and spirituality. Is that people can ridicule it and mock you because they don't think that it has any relevance to the reality, what they call reality on the third dimension in our planet and on our Earth today. But nevertheless, I then went fully into the I Am teachings where, through different friends and word of mouth, I heard about Wisak and Mount Shasta. And I met with Joshua Stone, at WESAC, the late Dr. Joshua Stone. WESAC Festival, and he sort of took a liking to me and invited me to come. In fact, his assistant asked me to send some of my music to him, he heard my music and immediately they invited me to come in and perform at the next WESAC Festival, which was, I think, in 2002 or 2001.
Yeah, that's the year I was there, 2001.
Yeah, exactly. And then I went every year thereafter until he made his transition, which I think was in 2006 or 2007, I'm not sure. And since then I've just been involved with, the IM teachings, the old Saint Germain approach to, being in the world of surrendering to spirit, surrendering to the flow, and knowing that you're not alone, that there are a whole, families and groups and organizations and hierarchies of spirits and light beings that are here to help us all ascend and make our own ascension into the light.
Yeah, it's amazing. I met you, I think, back in 2005 or 2006, and you did that performance at the UN, which was to really bring in the energies of the peace and the unity and the oneness. And I think, I can't remember if that's the first time I heard your music or it was before that, shortly before that, but it's just absolutely wonderful music. We're going to take a commercial break soon, but when we come back, we're actually going to get to hear some of Rashid's wonderful music that, in my mind, like Melaresi is a channel, I believe that Rashid is a channel of music. So we'll be back.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. So it's really wonderful to have you here today, and it's amazing. You talk about the spirit families. Well, we're probably all in the same spiritual family, and
absolutely,
it's just great to have you.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, so here we are on Walking Terra Krista Radio on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel with Rashid Lani, and we will be back shortly to hear some of his music.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Krista, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Krista Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Mike. I'm here with Mel, your host on Walking Terra Crista Radio. And we have with us Rashid Lani, who is a wonderful musician.
Hello.
Hey, Rashid.
Hey.
And we were just talking about the soul soundtracks, which is one of the things that Rashid does and has done for actually both Mel and myself. Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. They're amazing.
Can you describe in your words, Rashid, what they are and how they fit in with your spiritual work? You're talking about the I Am?
Well, basically, the soul soundtrack, I mean, is a combination of me using esoteric astrology and then channeling the music to that particular reading. And I basically work very intuitively. I mean, it's not the kind of astrology that predictive astrology that or exoteric astrology, which is the personal type of astrology that predicts and gives fortune telling and so forth. I don't do that. I look purely at the potentiality of the soul. And as I've been doing it, I've become more intuitive, and I'm able to really connect with the deepest parts and also areas where there's a lot of fears and challenges within the human soul. And I'm able to connect with the higher part of the client that I work with, and then allow those fears to come to the surface. And then the guidance will come through as to what, possible paths, we should focus our attention on in the reading. And then once I've done that, I will then allow the client to make themselves comfortable, either lying down or sitting comfortably in a sofa if it's available. And then I will start channeling the music, infused with the energies of the reading that had just taken place. And together those two make this whole soundtrack.
Well, let's go ahead and hear one of those soul soundtracks. This is Rashid Lani's channel music, in my words.
All right.
Rashid.
Hello.
I love that piece of your soul soundtrack type music. It reminds me of what I felt like when I had my track done. It was amazing. In this right now, I just felt us being in the heavens and feeling that frequency of angelic presences and formlessness, and your higher self really comes through to connect with the person that you're doing the work for. I can feel it in my highest self. It's so beautiful. And it's just an amazing how you do this. And that was the one reason I came to see you. I saw that you did a track for a soul session. And I, of course, I saw your picture and I needed to really connect with you. So this is absolutely beautiful to share this with our listeners.
It's my pleasure, and it's just it overwhelms me with so much joy to see, I mean, what comes through for, you know, all the people that I've done this for. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's such a gift to all of us.
And I certainly second that. Rashid, I know you're also involved in a lot of things. Back in the 80s, you became politically active in the whole South African movement. What did you learn from that experience? I know there's different facets to your music as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the whole thing about, you know, the apartheid experience in South Africa was that, I mean, what I saw outward was causing so much stress and distress with inside my soul, because I wanted to create, some kind of form of unifying sort of, whether it was songs or pieces that I performed, I wanted to interact with different races. I wanted the unity among the people, and what apartheid was doing was creating separation. And so, I mean, I thought, well, I mean, maybe I should do more than just my music. Maybe I have to become an activist and go out and help the people, because, I mean, I wasn't from a wealthy background, but I wasn't from a poor background either. And so I was able to go to, a reasonably good, high school, and then to, an excellent college. And I thought, probably I'm privileged and I should probably, share, the gift that I've had, that I've been gifted with people that were less able or, that didn't have access to what I had access to. And so that led me to politics and for my troubles, I was arrested and detained and, in prison, and I was tortured there, for like 4 days, and they nearly threw me off a building that was famous for throwing political activists from the 13th floor. It was called John Foster Square, and they were right there ready to, telling me if I don't give up, who are my collaborators, mentors, or agitators were, they're going to throw me off there. And I said, well, go ahead. I'm laughing about it, but it's like, I couldn't believe, that I'd actually, invited them to, go ahead, throw me. And they saw that I wasn't afraid of dying, and that prevented them from doing it because they saw that that wasn't causing fear inside me. And then they decided they were going to try and, I don't get too graphic about it, but, they knew that I was a musician, so they were going to try and, take my fingers and sort of put it in the blades of a fan so they could cut off my fingers, eventually I moved through the thing. I'm not going to go through every, graphic detail of what, really took place, but a couple of times, I'd left this plane, and I was dead, and only to find myself in a cell, and sort of cringing in pain and bruised all over and all kinds of stuff. And when I got out of there, I was basically I hated every white person on this planet, And I couldn't understand why I was feeling that way, because prior to that, I was fighting for humanity. I wasn't interested in fighting for black people or brown people or green people. I was just fighting for humanity. And I couldn't understand why one people would oppress another people. And so that's how I got involved. And I mean, in South Africa, I'm known as a colored person, you know, and a colored person in there means a mixed race, and not as colored, which means African American here in America. And I have my biological ancestry is Malaysian, it's African, it's Dutch, and it's French. So I have this blood, I mean, pouring in my veins of many different peoples, you know. And I'm like, I'm not going to gun for one over the other. I'm for everybody, especially because I'm an artist. But after that experience in prison, I had Nazi type, handlers, torturing me. I hated white people. And so I went home after, my experience, and I wanted to go home straight into my mother's arms and my family's, comfort, and embrace. But they were working, and so I thought I'd go to my girlfriend. And I went to my girlfriend's home, and when I knocked on the door, and the door opened, and I saw this loving, beautiful, radiant, white face looking at me with so much joy. And just, I'm weeping, and running to me and embracing me, and I said, oh, my God. How could I ever, ever think of hating any white person, ever?
Wow. Well, we're going to cut right to break now, Rashid. We'll be right back.
Okay. This.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Melaresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new Earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio. Because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everybody. We were just talking with Rashid during the break more about the South African apartheid experience and mentioned that it's probably a wonderful book and a movie in the making.
That's for sure.
There's a... Go ahead, Rashid.
So basically, what I got out of that was, that, you know, I mean, it's, I mean, you cannot really save people. You, I mean, no matter how beautiful and pure my intentions were, I have to actually follow Jesus' example, which was, you know, I mean, don't do as I say, do as I do. And I realized that, you know what, actually what I'm really seeking for is my own freedom, my freedom of my soul. And, you know, I mean, I have to find a path that actually, where I can actually become an example of how I think perhaps, I mean, you know, the world could be. I mean, I think it's something that Gandhi said as well, as about, you know, be the change that you want others, I mean, to be. You have to actually live that and walk in those footprints so that others can follow yours.
That's wonderful. It's so true. Let's hear this track. I know you have a track that's a South African fusion track, Elantini, which probably was influenced by your experiences.
Exactly.
Rashid, that is amazing. You're hearing your story and listening to that track. It just, you can feel what you experienced.
Oh, thank you very much. And on this track, actually, we have a combination of American and South African players. I mean, the bass player is Paul Simon's bass player, Bagito Kumalo, playing, he's from South Africa, and of course myself. And then on saxophone, we have Ernie Watts. He's one of the greatest American saxophone players. I mean, he's just one of my I'm one of his biggest fans. And then we have Wendell Williams on bass and Anthony Stone on drums. I mean, and Angel Figueroa, I mean, percussion player from Herbie Hancock's band. Yeah, so I mean that's one of I think one of my most successful compositions at this point, Elantini.
It's really, really good. And then he does have some chops on that sax.
Oh, he does.
But you can really feel the whole story through the music.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Amazing from your struggle into the end and what you experience with the love.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it was great. It was transformative. And I'm so grateful that it brought me back to a place of love.
So are we.
Thank you.
We understand you were an active member of the AGAP.
Agape
Music Ministry for 10 years. What's it that entail?
I mean, I was very, and I'm still active there, albeit not as active because I'm not presently in Los Angeles, but normally I just come from Los Angeles, and I was happy. I mean, and there were openings for me to perform at the Easter Friday services there, and also, I mean, the following Sunday, one of the musicians couldn't make it, so I was able to perform. And I tell you, agape, which means unconditional love in Greek, is one of the most, powerful, loving environments for any artist or musician to perform. And so, it's fed my soul. It's fed my heart. Reverend Michael and, who's the founder and the head of the spiritual center there, and Ricky Byers Beckwith, who's his wife, who's the head of the choir, and, fabulous choir and fabulous band that I was part of. I feel like I'm home when I'm with them, musically. The congregation, just to move around in their energy, and also just to perform in front of them. I tell you, it's a real, treat. It's a gift. I swear, I invite any musician that, wants to express, their spiritual heart, approach agape, because, it's a gift. It's a real blessing to be there.
Well, we understand that you have a track called Rubber God that you feel represents that experience.
That's a track that I offered because it represents, me playing on the piano, but also, some of the fabulous singers that I was able to work with there. Bridget Bryan to Olivia Newton-John, Morton Ed Stevens, Nikki Harris, who's Madonna's backup singer. And the list goes on and on and on. But, play the piece so that people can get a vibe and feel of what a cup is about.
Okay, let's hear River God.
It just washed away. But when I close,
that certainly is not the the Sunday services I went to as a kid.
it's really an experience to go through a service there on Sunday at Agape. And that song we heard was, a song by, an amazing singer-songwriter, Nicole Norderman. And I invite your listeners to come check her out. She's a phenomenal singer, and she writes amazing songs.
That's really amazing. We're actually going to go to another break here. They just keep coming up really quick on us today.
It's too fast.
And I wanted to give everyone your website. It's Rashid Lani, and that's R A S HIDLANIE.com, where you can find all sorts of wonderful music, including the Soul soundtrack information. And how do people get in touch with you if they want to actually, are you still doing sessions for the Soul soundtracks?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I'm actually on the 24th, from 24th to the 29th, I'm going to be doing some work again with Cheryl, who's a dear colleague of mine. We going to Pittsburgh, and there's a whole slew of sessions I'll be doing there. If people want, please just give them my email address, which is rashid@rashidlani.com, R-A-S-H-I-D. At rashidlan for Norman or Nancy, IE.com. Rashid@rashidlani.com. And if they have any queries, please feel welcome to contact me.
Couldn't be any easier. All right. We are listening to rashidlani.com on the voiceamerica.com Seventh Wave channel. This is Walking Terra Christa with Mel and Mike.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Do you consider yourself already on the pathway to walking on the new earth? Do you wonder what is next and how you're going to make it? Mel Aresi and Mike are here to assist with your own personal shamanic transformation. They offer personal sessions where you'll receive direct communication from the spiritual hierarchy to remember who you are as a being of divine love and light. These Master Ascension Guides also conduct 3 live calls each week on Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at 5 p.m. North American Pacific Time. Each call taps you into the teachings and frequencies you will need to transform yourself to be able to fully embrace Terra Christa, the new earth. Get all the details at walkingterracrista.com. You will also get access to many high-frequency packed MP3 recordings, audio meditations, attunements, decrees, and a wealth of detailed information, plus be able to sign up for an Ascension Mastery class. If you have limited financial means, there is plenty to access according to their unique terms of exchange. Visit walkingterracrista.com and accelerate your journey right away.
What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Are tuned in to Walking Terra Christa Radio with Mel and Mike. If you wish to be a part of our program this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to radioshow@walkingterracrista.com. And now, back to our program.
We are back talking with Rashid Lani, a wonderful musician, producer, Hello. Composer, and arranger.
Hello.
Hey, talking about all your different talents, what kind of work have you done?
Well, I've been very fortunate and grateful perform at the World Cup, the 2010 World Cup, with amazing artists, as you've mentioned earlier, John Legend and Yuma Sakala, Angela Kidjo, and we all sang a beautiful song together at the end with Shakira, Alicia Keys, and so forth. That was great, and one of the great highlights of my career. And then, performing at the Lincoln Center in New York, fusing South African music and Caribbean music together last year was, I mean, an incredible highlight for me as well. But, I've done some arranging and producing for some artists by the name of Bobby Terzi. She's from Southampton in New York, and we have been working on an album which is still in being mixed right now, in the process of being mixed and then mastered. And I've done an amazing choral arrangement of a song by a colleague of mine called Hanalea, Jane Riskin. And then there's a new morning meditation that's going to be released soon with Judith Toma, who's a graduate from the Doreen Virtue, School of Angel Reading. And I've also, you'll probably be playing some clips from music from a movie that I'm going to be working on called Memory Man. And so that's briefly just some of the things that I've been working on, but down the line, there's some really important things that I'm going to be working on called the 12 Peace Prayers, which is taking each peace prayer from each tradition, cultural tradition, and creating a sort of a musical representation of that. And the music for the new children that I'm going to be working on that, places children in a sweet, genuine light and love, as they go off to sleep, hugging a teddy bear, and then also waking
up. That sounds wonderful. Well, let's hear this track, I'm Not Afraid.
Okay.
In my life, I was buried in my mind. Always searched to never find someone like you. Now in my life, each day seems a little more bright. Ever since we said hello, honey, never say goodbye again. We were travelers passing. Leaving out the back way. We were blinded by our own ways. But I'm not afraid anymore.
Rasheed, that is absolutely wonderful. You have such a variety of music.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's from the album with Bobby Terzi that I'm working on.
That's beautiful. So what are you working on presently?
Yeah, I'm about finishing my own album, which is called Smooth. It's kind of a smooth jazz album. But again, it's a more modern expression of jazz, and also I've added some, disco and some dance grooves, into the jazz sort of genre, and also a fusion of South African and, again, American and other European influences, that I hope is more universal in its expression.
Wow, that sounds absolutely wonderful. Let's hear Dance the Night Away and Memory Man music from the movie. Amazing, Rasheed. Amazing. We're sitting here dancing with our arms.
That's phenomenal. Thank you so much. Yeah, the Memory Man, a movie, is sort of in development at this point, and so, I mean, I can't say when there'll be a release date, but I will definitely inform you of that, and also all the other new stuff that I'll be doing, which is also, which I forgot to mention, was the Imagine project, which is taking John Lennon's song and putting our own twist to it with my partner.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that one.
Really cannot wait. We don't have too much time.
Oh, yeah, but thank you so much.
We have to get ready to sign off, but come back.
Oh, yeah, please, I'm ready and willing. Thank you.
This will be really wonderful.
It's really, really great to connect with you this way.
Thank you to your audience. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we're here on the Walking Terra Krista radio show with Rasheed Lani. Again, that website is Rasheed, R-A-S-H-I-D, Lani, L-A-N-I-E.com. And it was just absolutely brilliant and wonderful to have him on here today. He's quite the talent. And I think he's one of those musicians that everybody in the business knows his name, but maybe the public doesn't yet. So it's absolutely wonderful to have him today.
My soul is singing. Thank you so much for being with us today. Have a 5D weekend.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you again for listening. Please join Christine Mellaresi and Mike Hayden again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Seventh Wave channel as we continue Walking Terra Krista Radio. Have a 5D weekend.